Chaver, really, after the long share of being Gola Hachana for Lal Seder, it should be, you know, Shabbos Kodesh, but it's Yontif, and even the laning is Yontif Dug laning, so we can talk more about the Seder a little bit. And I want to get, you know, we spoke even earlier about Orchatz. I want to talk a little bit more about Orchatz. Because I saw a Darche Moshe that blew me away. Right away, really, the first thing we always start every Yontif meal is Kiddush. So we have Kaddish. Kaddish is right away, that's the foundation of every Yontif meal. Whether it's Pesach, Sukkot, Shavuos, Rosh Hashanah, Shabbos, Kodesh, we start with Kiddush, to be Mekadesh the Yom. Yes, tomorrow night it's also going to be the first of the Dalai Kosois, but that's the beginning. So what do we do that's different? Orchatz, and Orchatz is very different. We ask all the questions about Orchatz and Karpatz, but we start the Seder with Orchatz. And let's look at that in a vacuum, even disconnecting it even from the Karpatz. And the Darche Moshe says, you know why right away do Orchatz? Because all of Lel Seder is one big tefillah. And if one big tefillah, you're supposed to wash your hands before you daven. You feel your daven in the morning. All of us do it before Shachar. You learn through the Rush and the Rash, but both of them are to prepare for davening. Many of us have been to wash your hands before Mincha Ma'ariv as well. And we're supposed to wash our hands before we daven. We're supposed to wash our hands to prepare, to mitar ourselves before we daven to Hashem. All of Lel Seder, Darche Moshe says, is tefillah, is one long tefillah. And if one long tefillah, we wash our hands first. That's Orchatz. Now I understand this in one of two ways. First of all, I saw Rav Melech in his Haggadah. He says, the Gemara tells us, we know by Manish Tana, V'kan HaBen Shoal, Tzadikim bring down that Lel Seder, you could ask for anything in the world. HaBen Shoal, not just Manish Tana. You could ask for anything. It's a big night of tefillah, of asking the Eibishter for all that we want. So it's a big night of tefillah. Actually, if you go through, we spoke earlier about the seven brachos before matzah. If you go through all the brachos of Lel Seder, all of them throughout the entire Lel Seder, again, there are different ways to, but I'll show you later if you want to see how. If you all brachos Lel Seder, there are 19 brachos Lel Seder, just like Shmon Esrei. Shmon Esrei, we know there are 19 brachos Lel Mashinah. Don't forget even though we call it Shmon Esrei. There are 19 brachos because it's one long tefillah. And we have to wash ourselves before the tefillah. But I think there's a deeper way to understand the tefillah. Rabbi Yosef Elbo in Sefer Ikarim, he says the most beautiful idea about tefillah. He says tefillah is not about necessarily our davening to Hashem. Hashem doesn't need our tefillahs, doesn't need our praise, doesn't need our thank yous. Doesn't even need the bekashos. He knows what we need and what we want. He says tefillah is for you. He says, that's how you change a gzera. He says, Hashem decides a gzera. Hashem decides lo aleinu. A person should be sick. So because they daven that should change anything, Hashem already took everything into account. He knows what's best. Why should their tefillahs change? So he says, because when a person davens, what happens when you daven? You start out Shmon Esrei, you say, Yaakov, Hakel, Gadol, Gibor. You start seeing how great the Ribbono Shel Olam is. You recognize how incredible the Ribbono Shel Olam is. You recognize all that he does for you. You thank him, so you realize, look how much he's done for me. You praise him, you realize how great he is. And you walk out of that tefillah a different person. You can't be the same person. I'm inspired through davening. Davening is the greatest muster safer in the world, Rabbi Yosef Elbo explains. I'm a different person from my tefillah. Because I realize who the Ribbono Shel Olam is in my life and how much he does for me. I'm not the same person. So that's how I'm mevatel the gzera. There was a gzera, the person's sick, and then he davens, he comes out of that tefillah, a different person. It's not the same person. The gzera is gone. You don't change the gzera, you change yourself, Rabbi Yosef Elbo says. You become a different person. So now we can understand the Darche Moshe, maybe more bepashtus. More bepashtus. You know, Lel Seder is all one big tefillah. There's no bigger night of the year to change. There's no bigger night of the year to grow. There's no bigger night of the year to get close to Ribbono Shel Olam, to read through the Haggadah, the Zipit Tzrayim, and realize all that Hashem does for us. Dayenu, 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 every little thing that Hashem does for us. Do our own Dayenus. If all I had was my eyesight, Dayenu, my hearing, Dayenu, my ability to speak, Dayenu, my friends, Dayenu, my family, Dayenu, the ability to grow up in a family that sends me to yeshiva to learn Torah, to learn how to learn Torah, Dayenu. So much in our life, Dayenu, 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 all Seder night, everything, Baruch Hashem, Erev Tachasu, Hashem, He answers us and He takes care of us, Baruch HaMakom, Baruch Hushan, Nasalam Torah, that He gave us a Torah, that He took us out of Mitzrayim, even though we didn't deserve it, that every little thing that Hashem does for us, go into this Seder one person, come out a different person, it's one big tefillah. To be Mekadesh ourselves, through the Kadesh, to be Mekadesh ourselves, borchas and then wash ourselves through this big night of tefillah. This big night of tefillah, a big night of talking to Hashem and asking Hashem, but a big night of mamish, just being mashpia from Hashem. And walk into the Seder one way, walk out another person, and then we'll be zoichir ala barachas. We end the Seder, l'shana abab Yerushalayim. You know, when else do we end l'shana abab Yerushalayim? Well, Yom Kippur, right? The end of Yom Kippur. The end of Ne'ilah, l'shana abab Yerushalayim. Why? Because at the end of Yom Kippur, I'm definitely at that. For those moments, at least. Sometimes it fades, halavai, it shouldn't. But those moments, I'm a different person. And I finally feel like, l'shana abab Yerushalayim, it's really going to happen, because I'm a different person. I did my part. I davened and I changed. We don't feel like a changed person through Yom Kippur. So too, Lil Seder. Daven. Daven to change, to be a different person. And then we zoichel l'shana abab Yerushalayim. We zoichel not just the gula of Mitzrayim, but the ultimate gula of Mashiach Zakeinu. B'mheira b'yameinu. Everyone should have a mamish chakash tameach, full of simcha bracha, and a hailing of beautiful Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh, 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 Shabb